after we baptized Imogen, Seth, and Alexander, we prayed that God may pour out his Holy Spirit on them every day of their lives so that they can live for Jesus, follow Jesus, and thereby share God's love throughout their lives. And we baptize because Jesus himself was baptized. And as we read about that in Luke chapter 3, we hear that Jesus is baptized by John the Baptist at the River Jordan. As he is baptized, God says from heaven, "This is my son, my beloved, with whom I am well pleased." And then the heavens open and the Holy Spirit comes down upon him as a dove, like a dove. So I want you to use your hands to make a bird. So put your two thumbs together like that. Put your hands up in the air and imagine the dove of the Holy Spirit coming down upon Jesus. And we pray the Holy Spirit's going to come down every day of their lives on Seth, Alexander, and Imogen. Jesus is baptized and renewed in the power of the Spirit to begin his public ministry. His baptism marks a new beginning for Jesus. He becomes this public figure, famed and notable for healing, teaching, forgiving people, and declaring God's love and grace for all people. He goes around after his baptism teaching in the synagogues. Then he goes back to his hometown, Nazareth, and there he's handed the scripture. And he picks out a passage from Isaiah to talk about what his particular calling is, what God has summoned him to do. He's told him to preach good news to the poor, to release those who are captive, to give sight to the blind. And we see in the rest of Luke's gospel how he lives out that calling, how God's Spirit empowers him to fulfill the mission God has given him to do, to preach good news to the poor. If you look at Luke chapter 18 and 19, Luke 18, a rich ruler comes to him and says, "What must I do to follow you?" Jesus says to him, "Sell all you have and give to the poor." In chapter 19, the tax collector Zacchaeus finds faith in Jesus and declares to the whole village, "I'm going to sell half my possessions and give it to the poor." Jesus comes with good news for the poor. He also brings relief to the captives. In Luke chapter 7, a woman caught up, trapped, enslaved in a way of life that is destructive. Jesus sets her free and forgives her. Release for the captives. In Luke chapter 18, Jesus gives sight to the blind beggar Bartimaeus. He's standing by the roadside, cries out to Jesus, "Have mercy upon me." Jesus calls him, says, "What do you want me to do for you?" He says, "Give me my sight." And Jesus gives him back his sight. Release for the captives, good news for the poor, and sight for the blind. And we hear at the end of that passage in Isaiah, he preaches the Lord's favor. That God loves everyone, God's grace is there for everyone. And we see that most sharply and vividly as Jesus dies for us on the cross. Whoever we are, whatever we've done, Jesus dies for us on the cross. He's done that for each of us. And that's why we baptize. Because Jesus loves each child and has already done that for them. And that's why we mark them with a cross. And that's why we baptize them and welcome them into God's family. But baptism is a beginning. The question is never, have you been baptized? But are you baptized? And if you are baptized, you should be following Jesus, living for Jesus, and serving God. So I'm asking you today to take your post-it note and think about prayerfully how you can serve God by loving other people, by sharing his love in the coming few days. But also you might be thinking, how can I serve God in the long term? And if you're thinking about that, maybe God's calling you to something in God's church or out in the world, then you might want to do a course we're running very soon called the Shape Course. It's about finding your shape, your role, your calling in God's church and God's world. It's called the Shape Course. It's an acronym. The S stands for spiritual gifts, H for heart's desire, A for abilities, P personality, and the last one, E for experience. If you're interested in doing this course, the Shape Course, these little flyers will be at the back. Grab one at the end. But for now, think about what God might be asking you to do to share God's love in the coming days. Think about that prayerfully. Fill in the post-it notes and come to the front and put it on the board that says, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me." So I want to go back to the bird at the end. So put your hands together like this. I want you to think about the Spirit coming down upon you and empowering you to serve God and to share his love. So one last time, hands in the air like this, and imagine the Spirit coming down upon you to empower you for what God wants you to do.